We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Over the weekend, the Tigers began their road trip. And it was pretty damn lame, as you know. They were swept by the Cleveland Indians. But the worst part of it is not even the fact of all the injuries, or two big ones. Julio Teheran, who was supposed to pitch the other night, he had a shoulder stiffness problem. They thought, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But Derek Holland ended up having to start, and he got shelled a little bit. And so Teheran was put on the 10-day disabled list. And then Miguel Cabrera hurts a bicep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar one than when he had a major injury a couple years ago.
He tore it.
Yeah. So he's now on the 10-day. So they brought up Nunez from the minors, and where they're playing in Toledo, whatever the minor league camp is, because they haven't played official minor league baseball yet. So Teheran goes on the 60-day DL. But the big story of the game and of the season so far, besides the nice start for Akil Badu at home, is the Tigers' lack of offense. Which is something that is no surprise to many of us. We asked A.J. Hinch about it a couple of times. But it was really magnified this weekend. You know, yes, the pitching was not great either. They're not saying, they would have won anyway. But yesterday was a good example. When your weekend consists of batting 13 of 91, when you're last in the American League in runs scored, you have a problem. And although, Cleveland and Minnesota, who they played so far, they're good teams in the division. There are other teams they're going to play. Might even be down the road even better than that. And this road trip, Houston, obviously, with a chip on their shoulder. Then they go into Oakland, who got to a rough start, but they're obviously, better than the Tigers. It's going to be bad. And you look at the roster, and that's why many of us were, they're going to come in last again. Maybe they can compete with Kansas City a little bit. But Kansas City at least, made an effort to sign a couple of players.
Yeah.
The Tigers really didn't. They have the plug-and-play guys. Ramos, okay, good addition. He's got some power.
Yeah, four home runs.
That's about it. Mazzara, okay, boy, obviously can't field very well. That was like a Keystone Cop episode yesterday, him throwing the ball all around the field. They've got nothing. Now, granted, Scope's off to a slow start. Miggy had his nice moment with the home run, and, he had the double on the play where Castro got thrown out the plate. Castro's a decent hitter. Candelaria's a decent hitter. That's really it. Grossman, God love him, his on-base percentage is good because he's got good eyes.
Yeah,
he walks a lot. Is there anybody in that lineup right now, especially with Cabrera shelved,
that strikes fear into a pitcher?
Thank you. Exactly.
Absolutely not.
None.
And even though, okay, Badu was hot in the first couple of games, and it was more that he came through at opportune times, and that's great, right? You need that. But they don't have anybody that can generate runs. And you mentioned Wilson Ramos. All four of his home runs have been single-shot home runs. He's got four RBIs.
Well, like Scope, I think Scope might have had two hits yesterday.
Yeah.
But in the early in the game, I think it was first or second inning, bases loaded, and he struck out. Mm-hmm. That's where you need the hits.
Right.
And they're not doing that. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Look, the bottom line is we're in for another bad season. Mm. We kind of expected it. we got a little exciting. Not that they were going to be good, but we got, you know, I think everybody, most people were pretty much, okay, the Badu story, it's fun. Let's enjoy it. And the reason we wanted to enjoy it so much last week was because we kind of know there's not going to be that many great moments. If these prospects, if these young players come through, they're going to be the pitchers. It's not going to be the hitters. And that's a big if still.
Well, and we want to hold on to some semblance of hope as long as possible. Even last year, they started out 9-5, and none of us thought that they were going to end up at 500 or that they were going to make a push for anything other than we enjoyed the first couple weeks of the season. This year, we had about 10 days,
yeah.
And maybe not even that, maybe 7 days, where we got a chance to enjoy the start of the season before reality slapped us in the face. And we come to the realization that there was no addition of playmaking ability, and that's on offense. And we're starting to watch now. It was the second start for Tarik Skubal, and it was a bad second start.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, these young pitchers, and we've talked about this, we can't just go every other start being a good start.
Right. Mize looked good his first game.
What are we going to see from him
tonight,
next time out? Yeah, tonight.
Exactly. Going up against Zach Greinke and a really good Houston team.
I mean, I think you guys, the way we look at it in some ways is, and fans even too, to a degree, you want to get a little mileage out of this team.
Right.
You want to get into mid-May, yeah. You know, and be able to have some talking, you know, fun stuff. And the reality is, I think a huge indicator in baseball is run differential.
Mm-hmm.
They're the second worst in the league right now, minus 25. They have the second least run scored, only to the Nationals, who've played only 6 games because of COVID.
Yeah, they're the worst in the American League.
Yeah, 29 runs scored in 9 games. And we all knew the offense was going to be bad. And then Miggy goes down already. And it's just, to me, a worst-case scenario where you're looking like, I mean, this is looking like 55 wins. I mean, I would go over 55. I don't think I'd go over any other number than that.
I totally agree with you. And the bottom line is here, and the telephone number 248-539-9797, and I don't want to sound like an alarmist, okay, because people only hear what you want to hear. So they'll say, oh, you were so high on them last week. No, we weren't that high on them. We were enjoying.
I wasn't.
Yeah,
high
me neither. No, none of us were. We liked the Badu moment. That was basically what we liked. And Matthew Boyd's pitched pretty good. But, you know, eventually, you know, he'll start giving up some home runs. This is year 6 of this crap. Okay, basically it all changed when they went into rebuild mode with the Norris and Boyd trade for David Price during the trading deadline of 2015. Since then, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, it's been crap. It's been really bad. Oh, yeah. And I don't know how much of that you want to blame on Avila, what he's allowed to do. The trades, obviously, you know, trading Verlander, you know, Daz Cameron has not made the major leagues basically yet. Jake Rogers has been a disappointment. Franklin Perez got hurt. We knew, you know, that one, everybody thought that he got good value. The J.D. Martinez hit 3 home runs yesterday. That's more home runs than they're going to get from anybody that they got in that deal, probably, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, look, the trade for Justin Wilson and Alex Avila gave you Candelario and Paredes, so they, you know, Candelario is a good player.
Well, and you look at the other teams that they played, right? When they play the Minnesota Twins, and we talked about this last week with Nelson Cruz, like every time he comes up to bat, and maybe it's just against the Tigers. I know he's played well against the Tigers, but he does play well against everybody else. He's older than Miggy, and he strikes fear into Tigers pitching. He strikes fear into other pitchers. Because he can come up, he has the ability to go yard. He has the ability to just get on base with his bat.
We have to have a point, okay, where at the end of this season, Chris Illich says to Al Avila, "Here's the deal: I'm opening up the checkbook. Go get me somebody that can hit a long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. Home runs, offense brings people to the park. Please get me some." Because he hasn't gotten anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think this offseason coming up, it's time to make a play.
Yes, and if he doesn't spend any money, it's time to sell the freaking team. It really is.
Well, they got to make a play, but they also have to get some development out of the players that they've drafted.
True.
Matt Manning, you need to see some of him. You need to see more out of Skubal, more consistency.
I want to see offense. Okay, the pitching is fine. And, you know, I think, you know, you're going to hit on some, you're going to miss on some. Give me the position players. I mean, Riley Green, you can't. He's going to start in Double A. You can't expect him. Hopefully, he will to start next season with the Tigers. Torkelson, these guys are 2 years away. Give me that Meadows guy. They said, find me somebody in the Dominican in Venezuela that can, you know, make the team in a couple years. It's going to be good. That's on Alavila.
I mean,
it's Chris Illich too, but it's Alavila.
And the thing is like the hopelessness is starting to set in. Like, there's no, I don't see a lock on this team that's going to be part of the success in the future down the road.
No, not offensively. None.
I don't see it with the Red Wings, and I don't see it with the Pistons. And it's awful to say that, but. The Pistons started this a lot later than the Tigers and Red Wings did.
Yeah, and you also see them at times have some of their young players, you know, play well. Yes. And they did find Jeremy Grant. You've got, you know, every once in a while, hey, Sadiq Bey, like last night, he pulls off 25 points.
I think Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq Bey, they're going to be pretty good. And we'll see what happens in the draft. 248-539-9797. Talking about the anemic Detroit Tigers swept over the weekend with a 13 hits in 91 at-bats. That's pretty brutal. Yeah. And as our own Jim Costa tweeted out, they only had multiple base runners on for just two innings the entire series.
Ooh.
You know how hard that is to do if you even try it? Really?
Oh,
it is just, God, it's so early in the season for this. You thought, you know, look, none of us thought they'd be any good, okay? So.
But we also, it was one weekend, and, tough three games coming up against Houston. You know, they're going to be on the road again to Oakland for four. I'm not saying it gets any better, but just like at the beginning of the season, hey, we're not going to jump all over. Hey, Miggy is back and he's going to be great again. Or Keel Badu is the next great find for the Detroit Tigers. Let's give them a couple more games before we totally give up on this baseball season. Because none of us think, hey, 500, that's not in the cards.
No, I understand. But the problem is with not giving up is I just don't see the –
where they're going to get the generation of power or opportunity.
Yes. Well, where are they going to get any offense?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Todd in South Lyon, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Well, John, according to when right, the Tigers could be 81-81, but that's for another time. I was calling about Avila. Why is the media not holding this guy to the fire more? I mean, there are teams that were worse than the Tigers 4 or 5 years ago that are now much better, rebuilding the right way. There are many players from the 2017-18 draft that are contributing to major league teams every day. We have basically none. Mize is a bust. He's never going to be anything more than a fourth or fifth starter at best.
Well, I wouldn't call him a bust yet. But go ahead. I understand your point, which I agree with most of it, but go ahead.
I don't understand why this rebuild is going to take 10 years. We have been terrible for many years now.
I said this is year. This is year six.
Yeah, who rebuilt for 6 years and still has a job? Why is he still here? It makes no sense.
I have no idea, Todd. I don't know if you listened back when they gave me the extension. It made no sense.
Makes no sense at all. There's tons of young talent out there that are working under really good GMs across the league that we should be given a shot to get this rebuild going. This is going to be another struggle to get to 60-win season, and it's going to continue to happen because he can't draft talent that gets to the majors, and he can't pick up any free agents that are anything but way past their prime. Yeah, Ramos has had a good streak right now. But the guy is, you know, he's in his early to mid-30s,
right,
and he's not going to be a long-time contributor.
A lot of that part is on the ownership for not wanting to spend money. But the drafting, they can't find players, and I've asked him about it when he was on opening day. You know, why can't you find guys in the, you know, the Dominican, Venezuela? Says, well, we've traded some of those, like Suarez, you know, before, you know, that was under Dombrowski. But, yeah,
right,
you're absolutely – it's a disgrace. It really is. Let's go to the ticket text here for a second. And I don't agree with this, but I understand why people think this. Why not move Torkelson and Green to the big leagues? They can't do any worse. Why not? What's the reasoning? Well, baseball is a completely different animal. I mean, Torkelson couldn't hit in spring training when he wasn't even going against major league pitching.
Yeah, he had one.
So let's cool the Jets on that. Yeah, could they do any worse? No, but you want to at least have the young guys have some sort of confidence level.
You want to give them a chance.
Yes. You guys have to remember we are playing a team that was number one in pitching in most categories last year. This is Overreaction Monday, BW from St. Clair Shores. That's, well, you know.
And that's why I say, you know what, it was one weekend. Let's see what happens in Houston. Let's see what happens in Oakland. And let's give them, no, let's give them the same chance that we were giving them after they started out 2-1.
I just, the thing is, the disheartening thing is that what's happened here is now you're going on the road. Well, you're already on the road, but going to Houston, who's playing well, and then out in Oakland where things never go well, it seems like, for the Tigers in the regular season at least, that 6-19's on the table here at some point in April. We didn't want that. We wanted, 12-14 or something and to give us something for a month and a half. It's like the sky's falling way faster. Like I said, 29 runs scored total. Well, to the ticket texter's point, six of those are against the Indians who have good pitching. So maybe it is an overreaction, but...
Although they only got to face Bieber once, right?
Yeah. I mean,
they beat him the first time.
Yeah, opening day.
I expect a somewhat honest timeline for the first couple years because it looked like this should have started in 2015, and then all of a sudden they went and got... I can never think
of the Angels, Zimmerman.
Upton and Zimmerman. And it kind of recalibrated the timeline, and it's kind of similar to what the Red Wings did, that both of them tried to win too long.
Yes.
And now we're paying a price for that.
Right, yeah, they all did. But, the Pistons did as well, but it seems it's a little easier in basketball. Look, the Pistons...
Oh, a 12-man roster is easier to overturn than a 25.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Anthony in Port Huron. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to say I would much rather watch Badu and Reyes fail than to watch Mazzaro and Grossman fail. And it is really hard to believe that two teams owned by the same people, the Red Wings and the Tigers, are going about their rebuilds in entirely different ways. And you've got to, either you're going to bottom out or you're not. And you just have to tell the fans we're going to bottom out. And they just refuse to do that. And that's why they're stuck where they're stuck.
Well, hold on a second. I think everybody knows they've bottomed out. They've bottomed out for the last 3 to 4 years without having to say it. They haven't
trusted.
What?
But, Stoney, what is the philosophy? What is the program moving forward?
The philosophy is to draft guys and replenish the farm system and eventually bring them up so they do something. It hasn't worked. The Red Wings actually are doing – hold on a second. The Red Wings are actually doing the same thing. The guys they've been signing in free agency are plug-and-play guys, too, that they hope they can flip at the deadline. That's what the Tigers are hoping to do. The difference is in hockey, those – they're not that different. You draft young guys with the COVID, so like Sider and Valeno and people like that, Raymond, who they drafted last year. They're playing in Europe. The Tigers guys got, they're not here yet either. So it's the same thing.
It's no different than playing in the minor leagues, whether you're playing in Europe or not.
Right, exactly.
The thing of it is look at Minnesota's high-end player. Okay, Buxton, he's a speedster. With a little bit of power. The guy they got in right field, with a little bit of power. They have a philosophy. The Tigers don't have a philosophy. Their biggest mistake is, and we know what is going on with Cabrera. You want to see him get 500 home runs. You want to see him get 3,000 hits. And you're putting everything out there for him. When you got to look that man in the face and say, look, you're a DH from here on out. Nothing more, nothing less. And whatever comes with him, comes with him. But you got to have a philosophy about what type of team you're going to have. Kansas City uses speed. What do we use?
Their philosophy is young arms, and it's not working right now. You make a good point there.
I think too. The other thing, Stoney, you brought up the Pistons right for that call. They got rid of Blake.
Yeah.
They paid to get rid of Blake.
They dumped Derrick Rose. They dumped a lot of guys.
Is it time? I mean, can you imagine? We're sitting here still almost three full seasons that the Cabrera thing is still going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine sitting here? 3 years from now? And it wouldn't be three from now, two and a half.
Right. I mean, their hope is, somebody brought it up before, their hope is he turns into Nelson Cruz. And he's not.
How can that happen? He's already hurt.
I know.
Supposedly in great shape. And yeah. Already hurt.
I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.